Okay, we're continuing in the Drasha Saran. We are in the Drasha HaChadasar, the Mosar of Cooks. We're on page Tuf Mem Dalet. So the Ran was talking about the special mitzvahs that a king has to make sure he doesn't get carried away with his kingship. And we're up to the paragraph, Kasavod, Ovil Tisur Mina Mitzvah Yomin Usmol. It says that a king should not go turn away from the Torah right or left. Pirshuashi Zal Afilo Al Mitzvah Kala Shal Navi. That the king can't even ignore the mitzvah of a navi. So the reason the Torah specifically says this to the king, don't go away from it, a navi says, as opposed to talking to the shofet about it, which it had been talking about beforehand, because the shoftim don't need to listen to the neviim. In the sense that if the navi says that Hashem says something, and the shoftim say, well, we don't paskin like you, then in terms of following halacha, following mitzvos, we go after the shoftim. The shoftim, the Sanhedrin decides what the halacha is, not what the Navi says, because as the Ran talked about, we say, lo b'shamayim, we don't listen to a Navi about what the halacha is, we listen to the Sanhedrin about what the halacha is. So anyway, the Ran's just explaining why this mitzvah is said to the king more than to the Navi, to not go to always follow what the Navi says, because the king has to follow the Navi more than the Sanhedrin does. Okay, now we start a new thing. We now are finished with explaining the judges, we finished explaining about the kings. Again, the Ran, throughout this drasha, and throughout many of his drashas, he's trying to connect the psukim in shoftim, like what does one part of the parsha have to do with the other? So the parsha starts off with shoftim. He explained about that. Now, then kings. He explained that, and now we're up to the new things, trying to explain what comes next in the psukim, which is to give trumas and maishas to the kohanim. So he wants to explain now what does that have to do with anything. Okay, so the Ran says we finished just talking about the shoftim and the king, v'yicholtim medavar mishpan, and how they rule. But the thing you need to still work on is you have to find a way to support these kings. These kings and the judges, everybody. The king has to be supported, the judges have to be supported. How are we going to make it that the judges can do their job and the king can do his job? So really, obviously, kings do not need to be supported. They rule everything. They collect taxes as they will, and so they don't need the Torah support much to make a living. So we don't need to worry about how we're going to support the king. But the Torah has to figure out how we're going to support the judges. How are we going to make it that the Sanhedrin have parnasa, and all the heads of Beis Din? How do we know all the people working in Beis Din? How are they going to have parnasa? How are they going to be able to feed their families? So the Ran's answer to this is to say that most judges were from Shevet Levi. The Fishem Hayu Yoser Pnuyim. Why? Because they had the most time on their hands, right? It was Shevet Levi, as we all know from the Rambam. The Shevet Levi, their job was, they didn't have much of a job. Their job was to teach Jews Torah and things like that. They, generally speaking, we know they didn't have their own lands. So they had more time on their hands because they weren't busy tending to their fields. They weren't given a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so they didn't have a field to work, and they didn't have large properties to work on, so that wasn't their job. They had to do other things. They serviced Klal Yisrael, so they had more time to learn, and they had more time to do things like this, like become big Talmid Chachamim, learn more, teach more Torah to everybody, and become judges. So we say in the Sefri, that you will come to the Kohanim and the Levim and to the Shofet that will be in your days. So in Sefri it says, Mitzvah Beis Din Shiyubo Kohanim and Levim. It's a mitzvah that a Beis Din should have Kohanim and Levim. That's the Pasuk in Zosah Bracha. Says that Shevet Levi will be the teachers of Torah and the ones who make Mishpat. They'll be the heads of the Beis Din and the teachers of Torah, because they won't be working on the fields. They'll be studying Torah. So again, how are they going to get paid? Now that we just, the Ran, this is part of how the Ran's answering it. Now that we decided that judge equals Shevet Levi, the judges should be from Shevet Levi, or at least many of them. Therefore, the way we're going to support the judges is by supporting Shevet Levi, which is the same. It's the same people. That's why the psukim and shoftim go on now to talk about the matnas kahuna, the things you have to give the kohen, truma, maisris, the parts of the karbanos you have to give them. All of that is to support them. The Amr, and it says, Shein roi sheyia lekohanim chelekim Yisrael. It's saying that it's not fit that the kohanim should have a portion in the land of Israel with the Jews. We can't have the Levium and the Kohanim busy working their fields because somebody's got to be working the Beis HaMikdash. And besides that they should be working the Beis HaMikdash, when they're not doing that, they should be in Kolel all day. That's Shevet Levi's job. Like I said, that's famous for the Rambam. The Shevet Levi's job is to be learning all day. And the Rambam famously adds on, anybody can opt into that. But Shevet Levi's job was to be the teachers of Torah. So that they will teach the nation what they need to know. So the Torah gave them a portion of the karbanos that are made in the mikdash, that are brought in the mikdash rather. So different parts of the karbanos that are brought in the Pesach mikdash are given to them, from the meats of the chatos and the asham. And others, Ishi Hashem v'nachalosa yeochelin, that's that they eat the a portion of the karbanos. And from the Jewish people, if you collect all the matnas kuna together, you'll see it covers all the needs of a person. But Omer, when it says zeyeh mishpat hakohanim reishis degancha v'gomer, so you see they have to give the kohanim the flour right, so they get all they need. All the matnas kuna include everything a person needs. Because from Trumas and Maisos, Shevet Levi gets Dagan Tiras Yitzar. Right? Truma is the Daraisa, the Torah version of Truma, is you get Dagan, which is wheat, Tirosh, wine, Yitzar, oil, so you can make bread. Everyone drank wine in those days. You have food and drink. Besides that you have your bread and your drink, you also get from the meat of the Karbanos, which is basar lalapis boas apas. So now you don't have just a dry meal of bread. You also have karbanos. You have meat to eat with your bread. Umereshes hagez yistapku b'malbushim. And from the reshes hagez, the amount of wool that you have to donate from when you when you shear your sheep. So you have to give some to the kohanim so that the kohanim use to make their begadim, to make their clothes. Hatzrich al-mehem, that they need. Because the Ran posits that the Torah gave the Kohanim Reishis Hagez, the first of the shearing of your sheep, as a way that the Kohanim should have clothing. Therefore, it says in Chulin, Kvasim Shetzimran Kashab Turim Reishis Hagez. If you have wool that is hard, you know, you can't make it into a nice beged, a nice piece of clothing. It's potter from Reishis Hagez. You don't have to, it's potter, you can keep it. You don't have to give it to the kohen. Shenemar umigez kivtei yitzchameim, as it says, and from the shearings of the wool, a person will warm themselves, and tough wool doesn't work that way. Since the Torah was only giving the wool to the Kohanim so that they should have clothes. It wasn't giving them wool so they should have something to go sell in the marketplace on eBay. It was giving them wool so that they should make clothing. So hakvasim shetzimran kasha, so if you have wool, that's very hard wool, and you can't make it into a bag, then you're potter. If you have wool that can't be made into clothing, you don't need to give it to a Kohen. Anyway, this is the Ran proving that all the matnas kahuna are to make it that the Kohanim have everything they need, and this way they can be working in the Beis HaMikdash, and also learning Torah, and also being on the Sanhedrin. So this finishes giving all the Shoftim, or the Kohanim, the Shevet Levi, everything they need. So the Ran says, okay, very good, the Torah gave you some bread and some meat that you should be able to get on a pretty regular basis. But sometimes stuff comes up. Sometimes somebody bashes in your car and you need money. whatever, stuff comes up. You need money occasionally. Or extra stuff. So what do you do then? What are the Kohanim supposed to do then? Therefore, the Torah also has occasional gifts that the Kohanim get. Like a land of Cherim, like Gezel Ager, if someone steals, if a thief steals from a Ger, and the Ger dies, so he has no relatives, so it goes to the Kohanim. So occasionally they get extra money, so that takes care of their needs for occasional money. Occasionally they get presents. This way, this takes care of all their needs. So a person always needs food, so the Torah gave them Trumas and Maisos, so they'll always, and that's constant, so they'll always be having food, they'll always be getting meat from the Karbanos, and the fact that people occasionally need extra money, so occasionally they get extra stuff, like Gezel Hager, and other times where they get cash, or the equivalent from Hashem. Okay, v'nei b'kan nishlam kol tikun, Kol tikun kitus hashoftim amidei mishpat. Okay, so the Ran says this is it. This finishes all you need to do to get the to have the judges be judges. The kings don't need your help because the kings have their own money. But shoftim now we've dealt with how to get the shoftim. We're done with shoftim. We're done with the mishpatim. With the malachim. So everyone should have what they need. Now a completely new topic. Now that we're done with that, Bala Hazir Bilim Noah, now the Torah is coming to warn people and to tell people to stay away from Midarchi Amori, from Darchi Amori. Okay, so this Darchi Amori, it's a lav in the Torah that you can't go in the ways of the Amori. And the Amori used to do what we would call superstitions. They were very into superstitions. Various different types, as the Ran's gonna discuss. But that's the short version of it. They were into superstitions. It's a law in the Torah that it's an issur d'oraisa to follow superstitions. So again, the details of it are, the Ran's gonna talk about some of it, but they're in Shulchan Aruch as well. We'll just talk about what the Ran says. Okay, so v'yaduhu. So now the Ran's gonna explain the idea of Darkei Amori and what the Torah didn't like about it. Okay, v'yaduhu shirov ha'dvar mehem. Most things about Darchei Amori. By the way, the Ran is talking about that because that's what the Parsha in Shoftim continues on after talking about giving the Kohanim their food, the Trumas HaMaisos, then goes on to talk about Darchei Amori. So the Ran's trying to explain what the connection is. So he says, v'yaduhu shirov ha'dvar mehem hatachla shem mechavne behem him shnei dvarim. So when it comes to Darchei Amori, the superstitious stuff, so there's two things they're trying to get to with their superstitions. So one thing they're trying to work out with following superstitions, and what's the point? Why do people do superstitions? They're hoping to get something out of keeping these superstitions, right? So people hope to get something out of it in this world, winning wars, or being successful in their own lives. So that is only planting a field on Tuesdays when it's raining, whatever the superstition is, this following superstitions regarding time, when's a good time to do this or that, they hope to get with that hatzlacha. So that's one reason why people follow Darkei Amori. And the second thing is, she has siku hakdamas haydia b'dvarim ha'atidim. Another thing that people did, Darchei Amori, was to find out the future. So, v'yaduhu sha'anashim ha'yosu niftim l'zev v'rod v'milav heim ha'malachim. So who's most likely to be into these mysterious, magical, superstitious stuff? Kings. Rulers. Leaders. So the kings, the leaders, are the ones who desperately need to know the future. They're the ones, again, Darkei Amori, to be more specific, is usually mostly superstitious stuff. Going to people who claim to know the futures, it's there's astrologers, there are Ov and Yidoni. We're going to talk about all of them. So since kings desperately need to know the future, and it's known historically, a lot of leaders, especially the bad ones, are very into this type of spiritual stuff to find out when to do stuff. Purim's coming up, humming through it, did a girl. And people want to know what the future holds. They want to know when to do stuff. So regarding knowing the future, it's mostly kings who are desperate for this. Everybody wants to know the future, but the kings desperately need to know the future. Shaul went ahead. Shaul, the great, you know, king, who was a big tzaddik, he decided to go to an ov, which is an issa d'oraisa, to go to an ov to ask what would be in the future. Right? And presumably it was an issa what he did. And therefore, even Shaul fell prey to this avera because he needed to know the future. You're not allowed to go to an ov. Ovs are people who would use some thing with kochas atoma. However they did it, they would tell people the future. And it's an issur d'oraisa to go to an ov. And Shaul went to an ov because kings desperately need to know the future. Okay, mipnei zeh samach lo ha'asaras l'mitzvos hakamas ha'melech. So that's why these laws about not going to sorcerers and superstitious things and all that kind of stuff. The reason why it's after the discussion of making a king is lahorov shiroi lemelech sheizar mikashavot, to warn you that a king should be very careful to not get involved in this. And he shouldn't fall prey to this great desire to know the future. Because the Torah will work it out. The Torah will help you out. Hashem will help you out. That you won't need to go to palm readers and all kinds of other stuff to try to figure out how to do stuff. Hashem is going to give you all that you need. Therefore, after the Torah told you not to do this, it then ends off, Tamim Tierim Hashem Lakecha, be perfect with Hashem. Valderach HaMefarshim HaMitzvah Shiz Halach Adam B'tmim HaMashem Yisbarach. The Mefarshim say this means that it's a mitzvah to just trust in Hashem. V'Yizchakim Yosef Lidrash V'Losser Al Pi Darach Yemar Adas Ma'iyah Ach Yuraso. And you should not go after the Darach Yemari to try to figure out what's going to be in the future. Have faith in Hashem. And this is how Chazal understood it, and as we see in the Gemara Arvei Pesachim, minayin shen shalim mekaldiyim shnemar atayimim tiyei mashem lakech. How do we know you shouldn't ask kaldiyim? So those are either astrologers or ovs, people who claim to know the future. Shnemar atayimim tiyei mashem lakech, as it says, be perfect with Hashem. So the Ran says, so Chazal said it's just to tell you to be, to not question God and just have faith in Hashem and not to try to figure out what's going to be in the future. Just have faith in God and go on. But the Ran says, from the fact that the Torah says later on, because the Goyim that Hashem sends you to, they go to astrologers, Yireli Od B'Pshat HaKasus, the Ran says, I want to say in the Pashup Pshat in the reading, he wants to say his own chiddush. Again, like we've said before, the Ramban does this also many times. He'll say, Chazal said this, and just in pshat and a psukim, he wants to say another pshat as well. Not to take away from Chazal, but just to say a pshat in the pshat of the words. See, he says, Shekemoshe samach lamayla ma'yeh mishpat ha-kohanim achashomer shle yelem chilek v'nachlem Yisrael. So the Ran says, just like the Torah before, when it talked about the Kohanim, it says they're not going to get their own land, inheritance in Israel. Instead, you'll support them. You Jewish people, will give them food to survive. Shuk Omer, it's as if the Pasuk saying, Achareish ani masir mehem, hanachlos v'kinyonim terech shetakim inyonim itadachar. It's as if the Torah is saying, since I'm telling you I'm not giving them a separate piece of land, I have to figure out how they'll have parnasa. Kenyan kam b'shava, that's exactly what the Pesukim are doing here too. Shiyaduhu, because it's known, shekol uma nechsefes betachlos hakosu v'das ma'iyach risim b'prati inyonim. It's known that every nation desperately wants to know what their future will be. Certainly the kings who are the leaders, they need to know. Now that the Torah took all these options away from us, we can't go to astrologers, we can't go to the Ov. So we can't be less than the Goyim, so we have to have something that we can do to figure out the future. Therefore the Torah says, be perfect with Hashem, your God. Be tamim. And it's clear that tamim means perfect. It's as if to say, lo sira pen texar davar kishatimna me'elu advarim sha'asarti. Do not worry that you're going to lose by following the mitzvahs that I gave you to not go to a ov and Yidonian those. Ki shalim tiyem Hashem lekecha, be perfect with Hashem, lo sechzar davar, meaning don't be lacking anything. Shemei yosha Hashem yitzbarach asu alecha kol advarim ha'ele, yinei yishlimcha biyosim yizeh. Because you're not lacking, you're tamim, you're perfect, you're not lacking anything by not going to astrologers. You're better off, you're shalim. And this is what it continues on to say, that the Goyim, they're stuck with astrologers, people like that. That all the Goyim are going to get is the level of knowledge you'll get from astrologers and the like. Everyone knows astrology isn't perfect. Even if you're into astrology, it ain't perfect. The Ma'onim are people who figure out what times are good for things. And Kosmin are these magicians. Even if they figure out the future, they're never going to know exactly the whole story. Like the Navi says, making fun of the Goyim. So the Navi Yeshaya is saying, let these magicians, let them save you. Those who stare in the stars, modim lechadashim, me'asher yavoh alecha, let them, those who tell you the future, let them save you. Above the Kabbalah, Chazal say that it says, asher yavo alecha, that they tell you from what will happen to you, velo kol asher, not everything that will happen to you. Astrologers never know everything. They know a little bit. Gam yachlifu min b'min, they also make mistakes. They might say like, oh, you're going to be attacked by the Russians. Russians, Chinese, we got confused, you know. Astrologers can make mistakes like making mistakes like that, switching things. Yimashik mitzarek damas yidiyasim hefzit, so then following them, you'll get messed up. Which is the opposite of the whole reason you wanted them to start with. You needed to know the future, and in the end, they gave you not exactly the right story that may have made you even worse off. Therefore, the thing you'll gain by going to Ma'onim and Kosmin is not that great. You'll be lacking a lot by relying on them. But you Jews, you don't need this. This is not for you. You guys got Nevi'im. Yeshlimu yanechem b'chomash yistarchilav, they'll tell you whatever you need to know. Fu omru, and that's why it continues, Navi mikir b'cha me'achacha kamoni yakim l'cha Hashem l'kach yilav tishmon. Therefore it goes on to say that you should, you will get a Navi from Hashem. Hu yadua she'en mitu'alas ha'navi l'tzavas ha'mishpatei ha'torah levan. Because it's known the Navi's purpose is not just to tell people what the Torah says, aval gam lehodia dvar min ha'alam min ha'ayin, but also to tell people things they can't know. So it's the purpose of the Nevi'im is also to tell you the future, things that you would have otherwise had to go to an astrologer for. Here you're going to get the real deal from the Navi. Like the story with Shaul, where Shmuel was able to help him out. So the point of this is that the Jews can't use these magical, superstitious ways of figuring out good times for things or what's going to be in the future. But we aren't lacking at all from that because we'll have Nevi'im and they'll be able to tell us what we need.